What up? What's good? Welcome back to another episode of Ladies Noise. It is Diva Hayes. I am your host, Diva Hayes. Of course, it's, what date is it today? January 31st, and it's 12:21. I never usually do a podcast this late, but let's get to it. Oh my God, have y'all realized how cringe that intro was? I haven't spoken to y'all in 3 weeks now? At least I've spoken to y'all this year. But once again, Happy New Year's to everybody. And the subject of this podcast, as I let loose and get comfortable, because I must. It's been hard for me to actually talk about this. Okay, I wanted to bring it up because it's something that's important to me and to everybody, because right now, I guess a lot of people are lost, or people just are trying to justify some shit, and since it's time to speak, well, you already know I'm here to say my piece. So, I hope everybody's doing good. I want to talk about certain stuff about what I seen online. And first of all, until 3 nights ago, I didn't know what it was. And then I fell into a video on YouTube, somebody talking about leaving the new age. I'm like, what the hell? And then I seen the second video. So basically, I seen the first video, somebody said they're leaving the new age for Jesus Christ. So somebody else leaving the new age for Christ. I'm like, what's going on? So as I watch their videos and hear what they had to say, and I'm like, what? I'm so sorry, and I do not mean to offend, or I am not laughing at anybody's beliefs. What I'm laughing about is how people trip, okay? And this is my opinion, so please. Okay, I'm like, what? We're in a new age? This is what it is. This is what people call new age spirituality. Let's just be for real and Google it. I'm not going to talk out of my ass, okay? Okay. What is the new age belief? Most American adults self-identify as Christians, blah, blah, blah. The new age belief, including beliefs in reincarnation, astrology, psychic, and the presence of spiritual energy. Okay, basically, it's when people believe in religious pluralism, that people are free to decide what they believe and how they use, as they use it in their lives. Okay, so basically, from my understanding, spirituality, I don't know how you got there or who's not in there, but for myself is when I realized that I have to respect everybody's belief. And you step out of what you were raised to believe in a little box, right? Like, if you're black, you have to be Christian or some stuff. And it's not true. That's what people make you believe. But also, you can find Christianity in every other countries. But you guys are from different countries. And then you find out some people have different beliefs, which is different religion. But it doesn't mean that these people's day-to-day beliefs are not real. So for that, you respect and start to understand that at the end of the day, it is all the same thing. I find it funny how some people now are tripping and they're talking about, oh my God, I'm leaving the new age because I'm going to follow Christ instead. What were you doing? Excuse me, what were you doing? What were you doing? You unfollowed him or something? What the fuck are these people talking about? It's you're on Twitter, you're on Instagram, you follow them, you unfollow. It's not a joke. These are real stories that's been there. And if you have respect to history and to your religion, you should understand that that's not something light to say. Therefore, I don't understand when they say that. It's like, what were you into then? And understand what I'm saying that, why I'm saying that is because, I don't know, for me, I don't trip about nothing because I'm not into anything that's not right for anybody. What I mean is that you have to live right. If you're a Christian, if you read the Bible, we have the Ten Commandments. You have to follow them. Okay, if you're a real Christian, you go to church and everything, but I'm not, which is why I am more spiritual, because I understood that we can do all of that within ourselves and pray to God, whatever. What the hell that these people, and most of them, the videos that I watched, they would tell you their stories. They were Christian, they were first Christian, and then and then they got spiritual, and then now they let go of the spirituality, which they call it a new age now, and following Christ. When the fudge did you unfollow them? And why? What happened in between? I don't know what happens to people lately, but if you guys pay attention, you have to know not to follow what people are doing. Like, in a way where it's like, you have to be right. You have to do right. And people, these people that are tripping like this and making videos and saying all this stuff, it's like, okay, you are not. You were definitely not in the light. I repeat. You were definitely not in the light. Now you're finding a reason to protect yourself. Or, oh, no, I'm going to follow. What? Bro, for what I understood, we've been protected from every religion. If you're a spiritual person, whatever you believe in, is all the religion in one. You're protected. And I never in my life felt like I don't pray to God or stop praying to God. And this is a very sensitive subject, and I don't really bring that up often, but I have to today, because it's like it's insane. It's like, wow, why are you guys tripping so much? Just chill. And that goes deeper, because a lot of people, certain people, were doing tarot reading. I repeat, they were doing tarot reading on YouTube and everything. And by you doing that, of course, is deeper, which they got greedy with the money and started reading anybody's life, anybody's energy, anybody that will come to them, they will read them. That is wrong. Why? Because you're accepting any energy while you are night praying and asking God to protect you within, against anything that's, what? Of course you're going to get attacked. Of course you're not going to sleep well. I've heard one of the YouTubers talk about, oh, I haven't been sleeping well. What? No offense. But that goes with the price of you being greedy, going to get people's money, try to read their life. You have no right to tell people their future. You literally don't. Like, the gift people give you, the gift God gave you, excuse my language, is not for you to try to, like, monetize like that and into people's future. Like, yo, bro, people have, like, 1 million subscribers, and they're trying to act like they can read all, let's say, 500,000 subscribers. Like, bitch, you know you were lying. That's why today you out here saying, I apologize, I changed my ways, I threw on my crystals, I did this. Bitch. These people were acting like, I'm sorry, but a lot of them, and if you are, do not do that. A lot of them were worshiping these crystals. What? What? They got confused on the motherfucking way. Okay? On the way to heaven, motherfuckers got confused. You were worshiping this crystal, these crystals. Like, are you okay? Rule number one, don't forget where you came from and what you learned first. So, for me, I'm going to just leave it at that. I'm going to leave it at that. For my, that subject is very sensitive, like I said earlier. I might come back with a part two. And I wanted to do a YouTube video about this, but I'm like, first, let me drop a podcast, because I really want to talk. So I'm going to do a part two and then part three about this too, because it's like there's a lot of like little parts that I didn't mention right now that I want to mention. And as they come to me, I will make a podcast and let you guys know what I think of it. I didn't mean to offend anybody. This is my version of what I think and what I see online. And I only encourage people not to trip and to just stay true to the self and to be good to everybody else. Don't wish bad to people. Don't wish evil. Don't wish evil, you know? And just pray to God every day, all day. People mistaken God and the universe. Well, God created the universe. So if you've been saying, thank God for the universe, I mean, you know, thank the universe, bro, it's the same thing. And every time I said thank the universe, it's never like a disrespect to God. It's like, you can just live in peace like that. Like, don't trip. For that, I would say peace in the Middle East, like I always say. Thank you guys for listening. This was One More Time, Letty's Noise. Make sure you subscribe to my channel on YouTube. Subscribe to this podcast and follow me on Instagram, Adiva Hayes, on Twitter, Adiva Hayes 1. And if you see me, wave and smile. You already know what it is.